Welcome to How My Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and Pennies got you covered for your new year and your new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies. Pennies have everything you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025. From cozy knits and cute baby tees to the perfect pair of jeans and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft Hero matching sets and yoga pants. I have seen these all over.
Yeah, they're
stunning.
Flooded. And the tops, have you seen the tops?
Just the whole sets in general. I'm like, yeah, gym stunning, but also day to day.
Walking around.
Running your errands.
Love.
Looking stunning.
So whatever your goal is this year, if you're trying to be a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into routine, Pennies have literally got you covered with everything. We can't stop going in there.
Love it.
Love it.
The home bits.
Everything.
Every season, Pennies just nails it.
PJs. Don't sleep on Primark PJs, guys.
Yeah.
Love.
Pardon the pun.
Ha ha.
Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense. And just a first world problem, really.
Mine's not necessarily like a rant. Like, it's something we all like have to do.
Okay.
Well, if you're like a dog mom, you have to do it.
Oh.
But it's just the most degrading thing in the entire world. I brought Bobby on a walk this morning. He obviously did a big shit. Picking up your dog's poo and just having to walk with it in a little baggie. And it's just, and every now and again, you just get the stench off it.
The whiff.
Like, even when the cars and all are driving by, I'm just like, I feel this big. I'm just walking around with my dog's poo in a bag.
Do you ever see when there's in the really cold, there's steam coming off it?
Oh.
Yeah.
My sister's definitely, I was in the park with her before and she went to pick up Bobby's poo and her nail went through the bag.
But you know what? I feel like this is similar to when you have a child. My dog's poo, like, it would smell, but like,
you're like, oh, it's your child.
It's, yeah. You don't, like, it's not like smelling someone else's, a different dog's poo.
Yeah. And you know what? I rang my mom after, she rang me when I was out. And I was like, he only did one poo on his walk. And she was like, oh, and did you pick it up? I was like, yeah. And she's like, did you fling it in a bush? I was like, Helen, did you actually think I did? She's like, no, but I thought you would have.
Like a slingshot.
Yeah. I was like, no, I threw it in the bin, Helen. But it's just the way I was even holding it and all. Like, I was holding him in one hand and just this bag of, and I wouldn't mind, Bobby's poo bags are like see-through green.
Oh.
I know, we need to get black ones maybe.
Yeah.
Opaque ones, see-through
green. So everyone knew it was
yeah,
shit.
It's just flinging around.
I'd say he does big poos too because he's so big.
He does. Sometimes he eats our knickers though, and our knickers have like gone through him and got stuck coming out of his bum. So sorry guys for this week's round of the week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interlaced in the poo. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like if my dad's out the back garden picking up poop, like found a pair of your tongs in the... Because we'd be hanging them in the... We can't actually do it anymore, but when he was younger, we used to hang them on a horse in the kitchen, like, and he just loves eating them.
Imagine the tongue just gone through his whole
system. I know, yeah, yeah.
If coming you, out whole.
Yeah, if you can see him sideways. Aww. Our knickers just... I know, God love him. God. I know. But yeah, not so much a rant, just like...
The poo.
Something you have to do that just makes you feel so shit.
Yeah.
Another pun. Yeah. Absolutely.
So punny.
Lying out with them today, yeah. Just walking around with your dog's poo.
Yeah. And the steam coming off.
Rotten.
Oh, I haven't had a dog in so long.
Yeah, you said this morning you wanted to go. Where did you want to go?
I want to volunteer in the DSPCA.
Girl, you don't like dogs.
I love dogs.
You don't like big dogs.
Only can volunteer with the mini ones.
Only if they're small.
Yeah, God, I never thought about that, actually.
Big greyhound to walk.
Oh, I love greyhounds. I want a greyhound.
Yeah.
That's what I want a French... No, Italian greyhound they're called.
Yeah.
That's my dream dog. Or a sausage, or both.
Sausage, love. They're so cute.
They're greyhound. So precious.
No.
I think I am a greyhound. Like, I think I'm very... My temperament is like them.
Like a greyhound?
Very calm.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Actually, I'm not very calm.
I think you're like...
Pitbull.
No. You know, did you ever see those dogs and they have like a little pony in their hair with a little bow?
Shih Tzu.
No, not Shih Tzu. They're kind of like Shih Tzus, but they have like long hair at the sides. Did you ever see them and they're like really...
Oh God. And they're like, they have a whole bow, like a bob. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that long.
Yeah, with like a little ponytail.
Like, I don't know what they are.
I think no, they're like Shih Tzu
if you don't cut it.
Is it?
I feel like Barbie used to always have one of them dogs going around.
Yeah, like a white one. Yeah, with the long hair and little flick on the end.
Oh,
no.
That's a real granny dog.
No.
No offense, man, you know.
That's a pretty dog.
They're cute. Imagine they have to keep very groomed all the time.
I know, yeah.
Imagine me with a little greyhound though here. I bring it in and all.
They're horrible, Charlie.
I love them. Anyone has a greyhound, I want to meet it.
They're bony, like.
But they're just so... Yeah, have you ever met a mean one?
No.
They're always just like sitting... They're always just happy to be there.
I wanted an English bulldog.
What are they?
They're actually not big at all. No, you know what an English bulldog looks like. They are the cutest things.
Like Hannah's one.
Kind of like Reggie, yeah. English Bulldog.
Oh,
look, it's their teeth. Look.
Oh, the rolls.
Apparently, they have a lot of health complications, though.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because they've
look at them as puppies, sure. But yeah.
I know, and their face folds. Yeah,
you have to clean them all the time. But it's the way they walk and all. I'm sorry, look.
They always look sad because they have this face.
I'd love an English Bulldog. I was telling my mum, she was like, yeah, fuck off.
They're so cute. I know, imagine another one. They'd be running around on Zoomies together. Like,
mad.
Or maybe I'll get a cat, I don't know. I don't need any animals right now.
No. Goldfish.
No. Oh, too much work. much rather a dog. My rant of the week is how hard it is to pick a holiday destination.
Oh, here we
that
go.
That everyone agrees on and everyone's happy with. And
this is us currently.
It took us about a week and we still haven't
I feel like that's not even decided where we did decide on.
Little Lisbon, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. But it's now just a city break.
Okay.
So 3 days. Okay. I was trying to convince everyone of Ibiza. Some girls wanted Greece, but both locations are 22 degrees in May. That's freezing.
That's mad.
That's cold.
I can't believe that.
That's like the highest it will go. It's highs of 16, lows of...
Well, where would you
highs
get...
Highs of 22, sorry.
Where would you get really hot in May?
You'd have to go tropical.
Oh.
Like Malta was 24, and that's a bit further down. So anywhere further down
would
be hotter, but like that's very cold.
But it is very hard.
It's so hard.
For 8 of us to decide where to go.
And like there's always going to be someone who doesn't really agree, but just will go.
Regardless of deciding on a place, dates as well.
We somehow got one a week in May.
Yeah.
And we were all available. But other than that,
something.
8 people is a lot to get on the same timeline.
Yeah.
But we're sorted.
Now we're on to Lisbon.
Woohoo! So it's meant to be a week somewhere. Now we're 3 days. And then we'll just do our own bits as well if someone wants to go somewhere else. I'm dying to go to
What did you call it? BYOH?
Book your own holidays.
Your own holidays.
So we're going to do Lisbon for 3 days and then BYOH. Because no one can agree. And then I feel like if people end up going like, right, I'll go there. I'm not happy with it. If something bad happens there or like something, I feel like there'd be murder.
Yeah.
Not that we've ever murdered.
But it's a lot of pressure then if someone's like, right, fuck it. Majority of you want to go there. So I'll just go.
And then imagine.
And then they hate it.
Yeah. And I don't like, I have something about going somewhere like that no one has been before. I feel like when you're on a group trip, it's nice if one person knows what's what, where to. I love like having the leader of the trip.
You love being the leader?
No, not being the leader.
Oh.
Having one.
I thought you were saying
no,
they're being, and I was like, what?
To be the no.
But like, yeah, I want someone to be my tour guide.
Yeah, and tell me
what to do.
Because otherwise, I feel like, do you ever go somewhere and you feel like you didn't do that? Because you're like, no one telling me what I need to do.
Oh, some Vegas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. So. Amsterdam, we went to like a nightclub and stuff, but we'd actually all been there before. But Amsterdam is just not really a much place to do.
It's just kind of the same thing. You know what you're doing over there, kind of.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my rant. It's very hard. But again, a very first world problem. Yeah. So Lisbon it is.
Woohoo!
So if I was you, we get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do. If we were you, we can't stand the fence. We can't give you maybes or ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. Mm-hmm. These are all sent into our email address. It's homeydrink@goloudnow.com. And it's the only way we take in suggestions for the segment. So not through DMs. And they're always very much anonymous.
Yes.
So this one says, hi girls, I'm getting married this year and I've been living away for the last 4 years. In 2023, I began to feel I needed more friendships with girls. Some of my friends here were just really acquaintances, and the one friend I had never really made any effort in meeting me outside of group gatherings. I met two girls in the States here in October 23, and by January 24, I decided to invite them to a little birthday gathering in my house. They met my current pals and fit right into the group, and even got super close to a friend that had no interest in seeing me on her own. Funny enough, I see so much of her since then with those other girls, though. I'm always conscious to live away from home. Our friends are kind of our family, so I always make sure to remake the effort when it comes to milestones and birthdays. For one of their birthdays, although I was only back for a month-long stint in Ireland, I organised a surprise rooftop party at ours and got a cake made. It was a themed cocktail party, the whole shebang. I then brought her out on my own to dinner for her birthday the following week and, of course, had a card and a present. For another, I organised a cake again and for everyone to go out for dinner. The following week, I attended her birthday celebrations at a techno rave, and although it wouldn't be for me, I still went to celebrate her and she appreciated me being there. It was my birthday recently and they completely forgot. I didn't get so much as a text. Then when they were told, they didn't suggest that we should do anything or even push to see me. I feel so upset about this and it made me reflect on all I did around their birthdays. I put so much effort into getting to know and love these girls, particularly over the past year, and I just feel so let down. I've cried so much since my birthday and it's just left me with a huge pit in my stomach. So with getting married this year, I can't help but feel like, are these my actual friends or are they just wanted a fun reason to visit Ireland?
Ooh.
They keep talking about how excited they are to visit for a wedding and fun. What should I do? I feel so lost with all.
Don't invite them. You'd be paying for them.
They only met in 23, yeah.
Nah. You'd be paying for them to come to your wedding. You're paying for their dinner. You're paying, like, they're costing you to have them there. And I feel like you'll be really on edge with them there kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be playing on your mind. Like, you'll be annoyed. Your wedding, we've said it before. We all hope to one day get married and hopefully only get married once.
Please God.
So, like, you want it to be with people who you'd look at and be like, couldn't live without them.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, so glad you're here.
Yeah.
You'd be looking at them going, fuck you, you didn't even text me for my birthday.
Yeah.
Not even a text.
I know.
Whatever about growing up, and we all do get a bit carried away with life and our own life. And yeah, it is much harder to get people together as you do get older, but to not even text.
And then to not to have forgotten is one thing, because I'm actually having dates now, but then to not make up for it. Like if I genuinely did forget and I was like, oh my God, I feel awful. Like I'd organize something quick, fast, so have something to do.
Yeah,
so make it up for them.
But
to forget it, to not text and then still not be arsed that I didn't do anything for her when she'd done so much for them, that's not a friend. You have to give what you get back.
Yeah.
And like obviously you don't do nice things in hopes that
you get it in
return. But also you should. It should be a nice thing. It should be just.
But you should expect a text from your friends on your birthday.
Yeah.
That's not something outrageous to be.
No. No. And you're not asking to be brought to a fancy restaurant, but like to organise something, to sit in your living room.
Yeah.
Like I just think effort doesn't have to cost money like that. And like, if that is the thing of why they're planning something, like there's things you can literally do for free.
Your time is effort.
Your time
with someone.
Time is the greatest currency.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I think I just made that one up.
You just heard
a quote book. I've already read it somewhere. I think if it's making you reflect on what you did around their birthdays and it's making you be like, why did I bother? Then why bother extend the friendship and invite them to your wedding then? If you're already reflected on.
Yeah. Are they literally just using you to visit Ireland? I know it's a beautiful country. I mean, it's
one of those
patriotic bitches around, but like, I think you'll be really on edge. I just wouldn't invite them.
No.
And like, if they ask, say it's just for family and friends back home.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't even need to give a reason like that.
No. I wonder. Oh.
Numbers, sorry.
I wonder, are they already invited?
How do you tell them that they're not?
That they're uninvited, yeah. Because she says, they keep talking about how excited they are to visit and for wedding fun. So what if they've already been invited?
Change the date of your whole wedding quick.
Cancel.
If they're not invited, I don't think I would. Like, the fact you've even written this and sent this in and it's something weighing heavy on your heart says enough, I think. If it's something that you have to question, I really do feel like it's not something worth having in your life. Like,
yeah, that's so true. But so, if they have been invited,
I just tell them, girls, we're cutting numbers.
Can you do that?
Yeah. You can definitely uninvite people. Yeah, I feel like weddings are the one.
Yeah, you could actually.
Weddings are definitely the one thing that you're allowed to be like, come here, we've actually had a change in numbers.
Yeah. Just say, look, it's getting a bit smaller for closer family and friends.
Yeah, for people who actually text me on my birthday.
Yeah.
Like that.
And if they question why, just be like, well, for example, he's never even texted me for my birthday. I always go above and beyond for yours. Like, he didn't even try to do anything for mine.
Yeah.
It's just a bit shit.
Just don't feel like
a little.
I'm getting the friendship that I'm given. Yeah.
Easy. And then you have to be prepared for that to be the end of your friendship. But sounds like you're happy with that. And I would be if I was you. Life's too short to waste on bad friends.
I just always think of that man standing in the river. Shitty people do shitty things.
What's he in?
He's some Irish fella and he stands in a river and just says quotes. Me and Graham always quote him though.
I've never seen him.
He's like, shitty people do shitty things because they've shitty lives or something. Like, he has all these like quote things.
And it's just really quick like that, just says it.
We love watching, we're like, do you know what? He hit the nail.
He's dead right.
Head.
Something about coming from an Irish man.
Yeah.
Man, sorry.
Standing in a river.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So much sense.
Makes a hit different.
But I think don't invite them.
Yeah.
But let us know what you do and what you decide. Maybe let us know when your wedding is. It's this year, is it? Yeah, this year. I need an update on this.
Yeah, me too.
So whatever you decide to do, please keep us informed. write it in caps in the subject line and email. Update on wedding. Shitty friends.
On shitty wedding yeah. friends.
Yeah, keep us updated.
Yeah, let us know. So you can send in your dilemma, first world problem or rant to howmydrink@golandnow.com. Thanks so much to Penny's for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the new range of gym wear now available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on right now as well. Mm-hmm. And we love you.
That's us.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.